Thank you very much for your very compassionate, clear, and useful teachings. Can you please talk a little bit about dependent origination so that we may put an end to the causes of suffering? Thank you again for your compassionate teachings and humor. We appreciate you and the rest of the Sangha. Let's see. Talking a little bit about dependent origination. I don't know if I'll put an end to the cause of suffering by talking. That's a big subject. But I think it's the easiest thing is to go back to the principles of what dependent origination are, in the sense that with these causes and conditions present, then this arises. When these causes and conditions are not present, then this ceases. So that's the fundamental principle. There are causes and conditions that bring about the arising of phenomena, whether it's mental or physical, internal or external. And similarly, for when those causes aren't there, then there'll be a cessation. So it's actually a quite simple or ordinary proposition. But of course, it gets more complicated complex. It's interesting when I was at university, I took a course in Eastern religions and philosophy, and there wasn't, in those days, there wasn't actual Buddhist courses. The professor who wasn't a Buddhist, he was actually a Christian missionary who lived in China for years and years. It came up in some kind of discussion, tangential sort of saying, he was a bit, felt a bit overwhelmed by the Buddhist philosophy and particularly something like dependent origination. So I picked that as my term paper topic. Figuring that I might as well write about something he doesn't know about, so I can get if it sounds good, I'll get a good mark. That's the story of my scholastic career. One of the best descriptions of dependent origination, or not descriptions of approaches, is Ajahn Chah's sort of thing. It's always in the context of suffering and the end of suffering. And you're looking at those causal processes in terms of suffering and the end of suffering. Don't get too caught in the details. Don't make it too complicated. And he said it's like falling down from a tree. You're up in a tree. As you're falling down, you don't have to count the branches. You just have to know when you hit the bottom, it's going to hurt. So that's the dependent origination, don't get too entangled in the details. Pay attention to the processes and then where it's going. So suffering or the end of suffering.